And now back to David Bryan, starring as Hall Garrett, Mr. District Attorney.
Two auto carriers had been hijacked. Eight brand new cars had been stolen. And two men had been murdered in cold blood. For 3 days, Harrington and I and other members of my staff tracked down every lead, including the ads for slightly used cars. No luck. 3 days. 4 days. 5 days. Somewhere in this teeming city, our killer was still free. Free to kill again.
Ellie, I wish you'd stop that pacing. Ellie, please.
Your wife's talking to you, Sonny.
I heard her.
Ellie, will you stop?
Stop what? Stop this. Stop that. Stop the car deal. Stop the phony licenses. Stop living, why don't you tell me?
Now, there's an interesting idea.
You shut up. I've taken enough from you.
Ellie.
Oh.
Ellie, what's wrong with you?
Oh, you know, Irma. This is a big job. We still got two cars left over from the last job. And so far all week, we only got one call about our ad. An old maid schoolteacher didn't even have her driver's license yet.
Oh, I knew you shouldn't have pulled this job. I didn't even know about the first one till after it was done.
There's lots you don't know, honey.
Shut up, Grandpa.
Ellie, you promised me there wouldn't be any more. I only helped on this one because you promised me you'd stop.
Will you?
No. No, I won't forget it. You won't let me.
I won't let you.
No. You're so tense and nervous.
What do you expect? Hot cars stashed away all over town and us holed up in this flea bag motel waiting for one ads to pay off.
Maybe we should have stayed at the Sleepeasy. Lots of action there.
It's more than that, Ellie. The way you talk, the way you look. You look so cold and hard, like... Well, like a real...
Like a real what? Go on, say it.
Like a real crook, she means. Or even a killer.
I told you to keep your big mouth shut.
Ellie, stop it!
I've taken all from this old man is going to give.
Ellie, put down that gun. Ellie! Ellie, that gun, where'd you get it?
Ellie. Here, Irma. Just see that this grandfather of yours doesn't allow us up this whole deal. I don't trust him. Yeah.
Hi. You the party running the ad for the slightly used car?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm the party.
That's your missus in there?
Yeah. The car's out here.
My name's Harris. Joe Harris, Mr.
Johnson. That's Mrs. Johnson.
How do you do?
I am Mrs. Johnson. And this gentleman?
Mr. McCabe, my wife's grandfather.
Howdy.
Yeah, glad to know you, Mr. McCabe. McCabe, eh?
No, Mr. McCabe isn't feeling so good. My wife has to take care of him.
Oh, that a fact. Well, I have a little foot trouble myself, right?
Yeah, well, the car's right over here.
Oh, not bad. Not bad at all.
Practically brand new. Hasn't even been all broken in yet. Just a few hundred miles on it. See?
Yep. That's what the speedometer says, all right. Hey, these tires are in good shape, too, ain't they?
I told you. Not even broken in yet.
Why are you selling it, Mr. Johnson?
Hmm? Oh, you know, I bit off more than I can chew. I need the cash. Sometimes a guy gets in over his head.
Yeah, sometime they do. You mind if I look under the hood?
Go to it.
Hey, that motor is clean, all right. Real clean. Almost like it wasn't even used.
I told you. If it was any newer, you'd have to pay new car prices.
Best one I've seen today. How much?
$2,000 flat.
$1,800? I'm interested.
$2,000. Stick a ride in it and you'll see why.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll go home and get the missus. Then we'll let her drive it. If she likes it, I'll go get the $2,000. Okay?
Well, you know, a car like this won't last long, and that ad brings in a lot of calls.
Okay, I'll give you a deposit. I'll hold it for an hour or so. 25, all right?
Well, no longer than an hour.
All the cash I got on me. Mind giving me a receipt?
Hmm? Oh, no, not at all.
Here, this envelope is good enough. It's only for an hour.
Okay. There you are. You won't be more than an hour, will you?
Oh, don't worry. I don't want to lose a deal like this. I'll get the wife and see you before an hour, maybe.
This your car?
Yeah. I'll sure be glad to get rid of this clunk. See you.
District Attorney's Office.
Harrington, Miss Miller. Chief there?
Yes, he is. Just a moment.
Hello, Harrington.
Take this motor number down, Chief, before I forget it.
Okay.
356P7338. You got it?
Got it. Well, I check it on the motor numbers of the stolen cars.
How about a raise in pay if it matches?
356P733. It matches, all right. Where did you find it?
Thompson's name is Johnson now. Young fellow in his early 20s, curly hair. That's a pretty wife with him, reddish hair. And an old geezer supposed to be a grandfather.
Where are they, Harry?
The Stateside Motel on Highway 99 near Academy Street. I gave him $25 in marked bills to hold the car for an hour.
All right, we'll be down there in about 25 minutes. I'll get Lieutenant Padway and some men. You keep your eye on the place and see if they don't check out all of a sudden.
That's the Stateside Motel, Highway 99 near Academy Street, right?
Right, Chief. They're in cabin number 3. And tell Padway not to use the sirens.
Okay, good luck. Did you hear all that, Miss Miller?
Yes, sir. I'll call homicide.
Tell Padway I'll meet him in front of the building.
Yes, sir.
Well, I think we finally hooked the sucker. Hey, where's the old man?
He said he was hungry.
I told you to watch him. I told you.
For Pete's sake, Ellie. Grandpa just went to get us some sandwiches.
Gwen. Gwen.
Why, you were talking to that man. And...
Wait.
Let go of my arm.
Why'd you let him go? I told you not to let him go. I told you to watch him.
Ellie, stop it. Let me go. You know what I think? I think you're going crazy. I think you're going right out of your head. Why should you be so scared of Grandpa? What did he ever do for you to be scared of? Why should you be so scared of everybody and everything? Why, Ellie? Why should you be so...
Both of you. You and that old man. You're trying to turn me in so you can take my... That's why you let the old guy go, so he can call the cops. Get away from the door.
No!
Get away from the door. I'm a soul. Help me out.
That gun, Ellie.
Get away from the door, I said.
You are a killer, aren't you? My grandpa said you're a real killer. Only I didn't believe it. I didn't believe you could be that rotten and crazy.
Move. Come on, get over here.
Hiya, Mr. Johnson. Guess I got back a little early, huh?
Yeah, Harris, you said about an hour.
Well, I figured it this way. On the way home, I said to myself, why don't I buy the car and surprise the little woman? That'll keep her happy and me happy and... What are you staring at?
That police car out there.
Police car? Oh, that's probably just...
There's two of them.
He's a killer, mister! He's got a
car! Are you... Get in here. Get in fast.
That won't help you,
Buster. Get in, I said. You're a comp, ain't you? Ain't you?
What'd you expect, dancing girl?
See, I brought some friends.
All right, Johnson, or whatever your name is. Open up.
Watch it, Chief. He's gonna shoot.
That won't help you one bit, chum. He's got more men, more guns, and more patience than you have.
Give up, Ellie. Please give up. Please.
Go on and shoot, coppers! I got my wife and one of your men in here with me. If I get it, they get it. Now we'll just wait and see.
It's no use, Ellie. Give up, please.
All right, you two. Get over there. I'll wait from the window. Go on. over against that wall. Go, Tavia. Okay, now stay there. You try to separate, I'll kill you.
Hey, Johnson! How do we know our man hasn't gotten it already?
Not a word from you, Dwight. Not a word.
Prove he's alive, Johnson, or we'll blow that cabin sky high. We mean it, Johnson.
Billy, let him talk. Let him say something.
Okay, Cuff. Tell those boy scouts you're still alive.
It's all right, Chief. I'm right here, and so is his wife. But you better do like he says, Chief, because he's armed and he's dangerous.
All right, all right. That's enough. Hey, what the... What are you...
Thanks for the chance. It's my turn now.
Hey, let go. Let go, my arm.
Drop it.
That's a good boy. Now, come on, killer. Your wife will open the door and you'll walk through it.
Some pals you got, copper. They know you're in here, but they shoot anyway.
Sure. Why do you think they wanted to hear me talk? They could tell where I was so they could shoot where I wasn't. Just enough to get you off guard.
You all right, Harrington?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay, Chief. Here's our good, happy friend.
What? What are you going to do with him?
We'll let the court decide that. You're his wife?
Yes.
I imagine you're involved in all this, too.
Yes. Yes, I am.
I hope you'll be willing to tell us about it.
She don't have to tell you a thing. She's my wife. She can't testify against me.
No, but I sure can, Ellie. I can tell plenty.
That's the grandfather, Chief.
I can tell you gentlemen all you want to know about this cheap, two-bit murdering little punk.
He's in this, too. He's in it up to his dirty old neck.
I told you 100 times, Sonny, I got nothing left to lose. I'd like to do one decent service to the world while I still got the chance.
Grandpa, no.
Sorry, Irma, honey, but putting Ellis away is it. I hate killers.
This is David Bryan. I hope you enjoyed this case from the files of Mr. District Attorney. I'll be back in just a moment after this message from our sponsor.
Now, here's the star of Mr. District Attorney, David Bryan, with a word about the program you have just heard.
Perhaps you read about it in your newspapers. The young man we call Ellis was tried and convicted of first-degree murder, 3 counts. His wife, Irma, and her grandfather, Harold McCabe, are now serving sentences for grand theft. Now, this is David Bryan inviting you to join us when we present our next case, based on the facts of crime, from the files of Mr. District Attorney.
Mr. District Attorney was originated by Philip H. Lord.